Rave Radio.
This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants Raves. Daily Rants Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is proudly sponsored, as you know, by Ingram Micro. And, of course, Ingram Micro will be at CEDIA next week and will be at CEDIA next week. And my special guest today will be at CEDIA next week. I am joined today by Steve Olcheski. He's the Vice President of Stealth Acoustics, and everyone knows Stealth Acoustics if you're familiar with high-end home audio. Steve, thanks for joining me today.
I'm glad to be here, Gary. Yeah, we're very excited about CEDIA this year. You know, as you're well aware and most of your audience is well aware, we've, you know, been a premier provider of invisible speaker solutions into custom homes and have, in the past few years, created a product called Stingray, which is a hermetically sealed, fully immersible outdoor high-fidelity speaker solution for distributed audio and other outdoor audio applications for homes. This year at CEDIA, we're doing something very, very different for Stealth, which is a leverage of our technologies and speakers and our amplification by incorporating large-scale LED high-resolution displays into a systematic solution that we have called Stealth Patio Theater. Stealth Patio Theater takes our speakers, our amplification, and then puts world-class LED screens, scalable to almost unimaginable sizes, if you want, in different resolutions and pitches and capabilities, brightnesses, etc., so that now our integrator channel has a new solution to go out and attack the backyard, to attack the outdoors, where systems seem to be moving.
Well, it's a great concept because you're sort of packaging a system all in one rather than having to buy the individual components, and you're using sort of the expertise from both sides of the spectrum, right? The audio and the video side, putting it together, and you're also attacking a segment of the market that is actually a growth segment that integrators should be involved in, and that is expanding the home outside. Because people are spending more time outside rather than, for example, spending money on vacations and rather than, for example, spending, you know, in a lot of cases, they don't have dedicated home theaters. They don't even have a room to put a dedicated home theater in, but they do have a large outdoor space that they can turn into a home theater very easily.
Right. Or if they already have all those things indoors and now want to take that lifestyle outdoors. You know, our architecture is to make it easy and a complete solution for the integrators. But it is completely scalable and customizable. By that, we mean if you have better amplification that you want to use, or if you have different head-end equipment, or quite frankly, even different speakers, et cetera, we will consider all of that as a boutique approach to the solution. So while we have some stock configurations, if you will, for certain sizes and spaces and viewing distances. The concept itself was intended to be an open architecture where Stealth navigates through the needs of the client, looks at the best practices, the best equipment, the best solution, and recommends, you know, the best products and solutions in tandem with the integrator. Now, we certainly believe our amplification and our speakers particularly are unique and robust and, you know, very specifically dedicated, you know, for this outdoor initiative. But we're not limited to that. So we really wanted to make it simple and easy on one hand, yet fully scalable and customizable, where Stealth could go in and we'll design, detail, and engineer everything to constructability documents, give that to the integrator, help them develop their proposal with our pieces of the puzzle. So at the end of the day, we're standing with the integrator and the customer with a successful solution.
So you're selling it both as a package and as individual sort of components, in that they can pick and choose the elements of the package that they want and add in their own pieces to it and build their own system on the fly. But you'll also help engineer that system with drawings, documentation, and everything, so that when they spec it to the customer and give it to an architect or a contractor, it's all in documentation that can be used professionally.
Right. And, you know, this is all to best practices. I'm not sure how many of your listeners are aware that Stealth Acoustics is a division of Dimensional Communications, and we have been doing system integration for over 40 years. So we understand all these technical details, all the tricks and traps, and quite frankly, all the challenges and the things it takes to succeed. And that's the expertise that we're offering to bring to the table here. So the goal is to find that customer, identify that need, invite Stealth into the room. We'll sit down and talk with you as the integrator. We certainly respect the integration channel. We're not going after your customers. We're not going to bypass our integration channel in any way, shape, or form. But we do want to be a stronger and deeper resource as a manufacturer that built upon all of our experiences as an integrator.
So is there information on your website about the product yet? Or are you waiting for CEDIA to debut it officially? Or how can they find out more information about it?
Well, we're right at the cusp of that, Gary. Within the next few days, the website for Stealth Patio Theater will go live. It can be accessed at stealthacoustics.com or stealthpatiotheater.com, and those will point to, you know, the Stealth Patio Theater will point to specifically Stealth Patio Theater, and of course, stealthacoustics.com will take you to our full product portfolio, because it is, quite frankly, building upon our strengths, you know, our speaker strengths, our amplification strengths. This is just a systematic leveraging of all of that technology to attack what we think is a very underserved space in system integration for homes.
I think it's a great opportunity, and I think you're, by the fact that you're recognizing it and sort of positioning it as a standalone sort of product opportunity, I think it's a great concept, and it's a great idea for integrators to kind of expand outside the home a little bit. And certainly your reputation for invisible speakers, I mean, you guys invented the category, basically. Everybody knows you guys for that, and the quality is you know, the top of the line. So I think that you guys will have an easy time kind of moving in the segment of the market, and also sort of helping to develop the segment of the market. I mean, the good is that you'll be the first in the market, and you'll provide a great service. I guess the trade-off is there'll be some emulation from other companies out there, because anytime you have a good idea, people tend to knock it off. But at the same time, you know, your expertise in audio married with these with your partnerships for the displays will position you guys in a really good place, and it'll make it better for the integrator to use you, because you are willing to provide them professional level documentation of the system.
Right. And that, once again, just comes back to all that expertise in the video side of things that we garnered on from our integration experience. I mean, we've done everything from corporate boardrooms to NFL stadiums as far as displays are concerned. So we understand that, and certainly our manufacturing expertise that we have developed, quite frankly, on the integration side is now being ported over to say, let's take some of these ideas and let's bring them as a product, just like we did with the invisible speakers and, of course, with the environmental stingrays. So, yes, and the category itself, you know, we think it's underserved. We think we've had a soft spot in the market there where, I mean, you can spend a heck of a lot of money and you can get some of the tricks that we do with motorized lifts and things like that for large-scale screens. But unless you are a bank robber, I guess, or something, and have a lot of money, you know, you're lucky if you're going to sell one of them a year. What we've tried to do is take that technology, and the whole solution, and bring this high-scale impact, and then bring it down to a value price point that, you know, the well-heeled customers of system integrators can afford to do. And we can even downsize it into, you know, mainstream middle-class type solutions. So we feel we've got something that will go everywhere from, you know, a small guy in the back room wants a little bit more than just hanging a screen out there and a few speakers, to somebody that, you know, wants something to come magically out of the ground and, you know, just up here with, you know, Dolby level, you know, audio anywhere that they want to sit in their backyard. That's a big landscape, and we think that we've got a good head start on all these technologies to keep that competition, which will come. You know, if we, as we thought, come up with a good idea here, we fully expect people to come after it. That's really the proof in the pudding, so to speak, is what we're going to see at CEDIA, is see if what we believe about the market being ready. And we think it's a darn good reason for integrators to stop by booth 960 at CEDIA. Will be very easy to spot, because you will see a really huge LED screen popped up above our booth. So we should be able to be found in that hall at booth 960.
All right, so stealthacoustics.com, booth 960. Steve, first of all, thank you for joining me today. Best of luck to you at CD. And, of course, we'll be covering the entire show at ravepubs.com/CD2014 for 2014. Stealth Acoustics is a sponsor of our coverage this year. We'll be shooting a lot of videos there. We'll be talking to them during the show, and you'll get an opportunity to actually see it. If you're not going to CEDIA, you'll have an opportunity to get the next best thing to being there experience by following us at CEDIA. So thank you very much, Steve, for joining me today. Wish you best of luck, and appreciate your time this morning.
You're more than welcome, Gary. We look forward to seeing you in Denver.
We'll see you next week.
All right.